way, way, way down there, and there, and there. How proud we would suddenly feel about where we live, how tender toward everything that's ours, our mix masters resting on kitchen counters, our children wearing the socks we bought them and going about children's business, our mail lying on our desks, our gardens tilled and expectant. It seems to me it would just come with the perspective, this rich appreciation. I lean my forehead against the glass, sigh. I am 47 years old, and these longings come to me with the same seriousness and frequency that they did when I was a child. "Long trip, huh?" the woman next to me asks. "Oh," I say. "Yes, although, well, I sighed because I wish I could get out. You know, get out there and walk around." She looks past me, through the window. "Pretty," she says, and then, "Of course you die." "Oh, well, what's not dangerous?" "Beats me," the woman says. "Not food, not water, not air, not sex. You can't do anything. Well, maybe put your name on the list for biosphere." We smile ruefully. She's pretty, a young blonde businesswoman wearing a stylish navy blue suit, gold jewelry, soft-looking leather heels now slipped off her feet. At first she busied herself with paperwork. Now she's bored and wants to talk. Fine with me. I'm bored too. "Do you ever think that this is the end of the world?" I ask. "I mean, don't get me wrong." "Oh, I know what you mean," she says. "I do think about that. Dying planets, how unspecial we are, really. Just the most current thing in the line since Paramecia." The flight attendant stops her cart beside us, asks if we'd like a drink. This seems petty considering the content of our conversation. Still, I request an orange juice. The woman beside me says she'd like a scotch. "You know what?" I tell the flight attendant. "I think I'll have a scotch, too." I have always wondered who in the world would want a cocktail on an early morning flight. Now I know. People with a load on their minds that they would like very much to lighten. After my seatmate and I have pulled down our trays and set up our impromptu bar, I say, "I don't even like scotch." "Me neither." She shrugs, takes a sip, grimaces. "But I really hate flying. Sometimes this helps." I smile, extend my hand. "I'm Jenny Young. Martha Hamilton." "You live in California?" "Yeah, San Francisco. You?" "I live in Boston. I'm going to visit my mother. She lives in Mill Valley." "Nice. How long since you've seen her?" I do some math, then answer, 35 years. Martha turns toward me, stares. I know her scotch is pooled in her mouth. I shrug. "I don't like my mother. I'm not ashamed to say that. She's not a good person. She did some things. Well, she's not a good person." Whenever people I've met tell their mother horror stories, I save mine for last. It's the best, because it's the worst. "So, why are you going to see her?" "It was my sister's idea. She thinks she's sick. Not my mother. Her." "Is she?" "Don't know. She's waiting for some test results. But she wanted to go and see our mother, just in case. You know, unfinished business that she feels she needs to attend to." Martha breathes out. "Jesus, I'm sorry." "Well." She touches my arm. "Are you all right?" "Me? Yes, this is old. It's so old. I didn't intend ever to see my mother again, and I was perfectly comfortable with that. I won't see her after this visit. I know that. I'm just doing this for my sister. Even though I don't really think she's sick, she can't be." Martha nods, cracks an ice cube with her teeth, then looks at me, one eyebrow raised. "Right," I say. "I know." "I'll tell you something," Martha says. "I was in a cemetery last week, walking my dog." "You're not supposed to walk your dog there. So when I heard someone coming, I hid behind this big marker. I saw a woman stop just a few graves away. She knelt down and started talking out loud. She was apparently talking about one of her kids who was giving her a really hard time. And then she said, 'I didn't do that to you, Ma, did I? Did I?' And then she lay down and just started crying. She cried so hard. It was one of those things where the grief is so raw you can't help yourself,